97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Fire danger has reached critical levels in northern and western Wisconsin. Fire danger is high in Marathon and Portage counties and very high in Wood County. Burn permits are not allowed at all in Wood County and are very restricted or suspended in 31 total counties. The DNR is asking the public to avoid outdoor burning activities through the evening of Saturday, May 16th. The Portage County Solid Waste Department is now accepting used vaping devices for proper disposal. These devices, both disposable and rechargeable, contain lithium batteries that make them unsafe to throw away with regular household trash. Vapes can cause fires in collection trucks and waste facilities, contaminate recycling streams, and pose chemical hazards to workers and the environment. The new program in Portage County allows residents to drop off nicotine vaping devices at the Solid Waste Department in Plover. Devices will be weighed and charged $3.75 per pound. This program is only for nicotine devices and will not accept THC ones. All Wood County ATV-UTV trails are now open for the season. They opened at 7 a.m. today. These include Peterson Road to Hay Creek Road Trail in the town of Hiles and the new Range Road Connector Trail running from the Wood County ATV Intensive Use Area on State Highway 54 north to Range Road in the town of Seneca. Riders are reminded to stay on designated trails, obey all signs, and to please ride responsibly and safely. The DNR is seeking volunteers for the Karner Blue Butterfly Volunteer Monitoring Program. They're asking for help surveying for this endangered butterfly starting in July in select counties including Adams, Marathon, Portage, and Wood. You can register online to volunteer and either train online or in person in June. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The top Democrat in the Assembly says she's opposed to a $1.8 billion tax and school funding deal because she thinks it could create budget problems for Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Leader Greta Neubauer said the plan would use too much of the state's taxpayer surplus and could lead to cuts to schools or health care later. The proposal included tax rebates and breaks on tips and overtime pay. Supporters, including Governor Tony Evers and some Democratic and Republican lawmakers, said it would have provided needed tax relief. The plan passed the Assembly, but failed in the Senate. A man whose job it was to guard prisoners in Wisconsin now heads to federal prison himself for sexually exploiting a child overseas. 44-year-old Bradley Hounsell from Oshkosh was sentenced to 13 years behind bars for paying to get child sexual abuse videos and images from the Philippines. Evidence was found on his phone after investigators searched his home. He will also face 7 years of supervised release. Hounsell was employed as a correctional officer with the Department of Corrections prior to his arrest. And the Badger State is not among the best places to be a nurse. That's according to a recent study by WalletHub, which ranked all 50 states for some of society's most unsung heroes. The study compiled a list of the best places to be a nurse by looking at job openings, salaries, the quality of nursing homes, and more. Wisconsin was ranked 29th overall on the list and was ranked in the middle of the road for opportunity and work environment. In case you were wondering, Maine topped the list. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Twins host the Milwaukee Brewers tonight in Minnesota. The Brewers coming off a series win over the Padres. They beat San Diego yesterday, 7-1, thanks to five strong innings pitched by Kyle Harrison, Luis Renjifo, with three runs batted in for the crew. I asked him how he's feeling batting sixth in the order.
Oh, feels good, you know. Go there, stay in the process and see every pitch and hit the ball. So it feels good.
And Renjifo making big plays at third base, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that defensive play was a huge play, and then he's been swinging the bat probably four or five games now. He's really swinging the bat well, so really pleased to him. Vaughn is swinging it good. those two guys today made a huge difference.
Football, the NFL schedules are out. The Packers kick off the season in Minnesota against the Vikings, and they play the Bears in Chicago on Christmas Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low dropping down to 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.